A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. This Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at calls by the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change Party for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to be allowed to vote from their countries of domicile. The party repeated its call in its electoral reforms blueprint launched last Thursday. Nasi muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum tiri kutarisa nezvemashoko ebato rinopikisa reCitizens Coalition for Change ekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvibvumidzwe kuvhota zviri kunyika kwazvigere. Izvi zvakaburiswa zvakare nebato iri mugwaro raro rezvinhu zvinomwe zvarinoti zvinofanirwa kuvandudzwa sarudzo dzegore rinouya dzisati dzaitwa. Iri gwaro rinonzi Electoral Reforms Blueprint rakaparurwa nemusi wechina svondo rapera.
We want to make sure that all Zimbabweans who are eligible to vote are given access and capacity and mechanism to register as voters. Appropriate mechanisms have to be put in place. We want to see the diaspora vote. Let Zimbabweans in the diaspora be allowed to vote. There can never be taxation without representation. If you believe that we are getting remittances from the diaspora, we can't receive without giving. When we receive the remittances, we must give that right, the right to determine the government, so that there is enhancement of the legitimacy of those who are in government. Prisoners must also be allowed to vote, and mechanisms have to be put in place. People with disabilities, PWDs, and those with special needs also have to be catered for. In particular, I want to see all civil servants, security personnel, and persons on official duty outside their designated polling stations on the election day being given the opportunity to vote. Not a command vote, but their right to self-determine and indicate those whom they want to vote for. Voter registration has been marred by a number of challenges under our government, which is sure to come. We will make sure that there's automatic voter registration, because if we have a citizen's roll, surely we should be able to then, from that digital platform, produce a voter's roll on those who have attained the age of 18. The obligation on the citizen or resident is just to come and indicate the polling station where you want to vote, so that our polling station-based voting is not violated. So voter registration is very important. We also have a raft of issues that we have indicated there. I will not go into the details of them all, but just to suffice to say that we are also emphasizing the issue of voter education, in particular, voter education that ensures the secrecy of the vote by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and also other stakeholders. ZEC must be, as an obligation, be asked to dispel misinformation and propaganda that some elements have been peddling, particularly in the countryside, that people would know where you would have voted and that you will be killed if you vote for the alternative, and that if you vote overwhelmingly for the alternative, you will die. I'm sure this lie has been dispelled in Mulilima Mangwe.
That was Citizens Coalition for Change President Nelson Chamisa speaking last week at the launch of his party's electoral reforms blueprint in Harare. Again this week, opposition party leader Chamisa wrote on Twitter that, and I quote, "Diaspora remittances deserve a voice." Of course, Chamisa went on to say that wherever there's a Zimbabwean embassy and citizens across the world, There must be Zimbabwe Electoral Commission officers and in infrastructure to allow for the diaspora vote, adding that political parties and candidates can deploy their election agents. Zvakare svondo rino nemuvhuro wesvondo rino kutanga kwesvondo, mutungamiri webato reCCC Vanelson Chamisa vakadzokorora zvakare kurudziro yebato ravo yekuti vanogara kunze kwenyika vange vachibvumidzwa kuvhota vachiita izvi kuburikidza nemashoko avakaisa paTwitter vachiti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vari kutumira mari kumusha vanofanirwa kunzwikwa kuburikidza nekuvhota.
Forefathers, foremothers sacrificed life and limb to birth this wonderful and great nation where the right of every citizen to vote and self-determine is guaranteed, assured, and secured. The right to vote is a fundamental principle, and so fundamental and so precious that without which the people cannot truly be free and independent. I was in Uzumba Marambafungwe just a couple of weeks ago. The stories, gory stories I got, the narrations of citizens in Uzumba, you would not imagine that we are in a free Zimbabwe. They have not known independence. They have not tested independence. They have not known the meaning of the right to choose, because choices are made on their behalf. And the right to choose attracts death or vandalism or destruction of property. That tells you that we have destroyed the very foundation of the liberation struggle, its ideals and principles. And that is the platform we stand on. As I stand together with other change champions within the change champion movement, we are pushing for the restoration of that special social contract, that new consensus between the citizens and those who govern. And I must say,
avanga vari zvakare mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reCitizens Coalition for Change Vanelson Chamisa vari muHarare. Nhasiwo zvakare mutungamiri weZANU PF vari zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vatenda vari kunze kwenyika avo vati vari kubatsira zvikuru nemari dzavari kutumira kumusha. VaMunangagwa vataura mashoko aya nhasi pamusangano wavo wePolitbureau. Pavakanga vari kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly muno muAmerica, vaMunangagwa vakasanganawo nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica vachizeya nzira dzekutanga mabhizimisi kumusha. Iyo zvino totanga nekunzwa kune vadare vedu vanyarikani vatakoka pachirongwa chedu. Our first guest to the show, we have a patriotic Zimbabweans party leader, Mr. Charles Muchineripi Mutama, who is joining us via phone from Maryland here in the United States of America. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mutama.
Thank you, Mr. Jongakandemiri, for inviting me to this very important platform in this very important topic.
Yes, you are welcome, Mr. Mutama. Mr. Mutama, you have been one, or your party has been one of the most vocal voices concerning the issue of diaspora vote. You have even petitioned parliament with regards to this issue of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to be allowed to vote. And you have heard from what Mr. Nelson Chamisa and his party are also saying, and what President Emmerson Mnangagwa said at the ZANU-PF Politburo meeting. What's your take on all these demands, and also what you have been advocating for as a patriotic Zimbabweans party?
Oh, these sentiments from my colleague in CCC, the leader of CCC, Nelson Chamisa, is a welcome development which should be applauded by not only the diaspora in particular, but by all Zimbabweans across the globe. And the sentiments by my colleague in ZANU-PF, the president of Zimbabwe, President Mnangagwa, is also a welcome development as far as acknowledging the contribution of the diaspora towards the development of our economy. However, it is not enough to voice that the diaspora vote should be availed to Zimbabweans by my colleague in CCC. If they are sincere towards the attainment of the diaspora vote for people living abroad, they need to support our petition in Parliament, since they are well represented in Parliament, both in CCC, MGC and MGC Alliance, as well as ZANU-PF, where our petition has reached the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, even facing the prospect of now being debated on the floor, so that a bill can be drafted or the Electoral Act can be amended to accommodate the diaspora vote. So I appeal, therefore, to our colleagues in CCC, in MGC Alliance, and in ZANU-PF to support the petition which was accepted and considered admissible by the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Committee. And we have the correspondence from Honorable Matalanyika and his committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Mutama. We are now joined by Citizens Coalition for Change party member, Mr. Tim Ringai, who is based here in the United States of America in Ohio. Mr. Ringai, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga, and thank you to my brother Charles Mutama.
Yes, you heard what Mr. Mutama said. He said that the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change is sincere about the diaspora vote, it should support the petition that Mr. Mutama's party sent to Parliament. What's your comment on that?
I think we all have the desire for our country to be free and to have the diaspora vote. So I would say with Mr. Mutama, thank you for his efforts for pushing that petition. And at the same time, I know he has the access to the leaders on the ground in the CCC and the MDC himself. So he could figure that out and make it happen. But let's not just stay on the diaspora vote alone. We see that we have the other election issues that the CCC has highlighted in the pre-election pact on electoral reforms. And we saw that not only does the diaspora vote is important, but prisoners and as well as civil servants and the people that are disabled. So thank you to Mr. Mutama for his effort, but we have a wider range of the pre-election pact on the electoral reforms, the prepared document that we have.
Yes, vamutama manzwa mashoko ataurwa na vamuringai vatenda kuti aiwa hapana chakaipa vanokutendai sebato nezvamuri kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachikwanisa kubvumiswa kuvhota asi hanzi mune mukana wekuti munge muchibata vatungamiri vemapato vanopikisa muchiita muonera pamwe chuma chemuzukuru pindurai tinzwi.
Chakaipa kuti tinokwanisa kubata vamwe vedu vatinodyidzana nao mumapato anopikisa kuburikidza CCC neMDC yavangonzora. Ndinoti inini pamashoko avataura aya zvinhu zvakanaka, asi isu sebato redu zvinhu zvatakashambadza kunyika yose, takaita press conference. Taka shambadza mumapepa tinotarisira kuti bato reCCC, bato ravangonzora MDC Alliance vawanikowo vachiwedzera mashoko anoenderana neatakataura press conference yedu zvekare tinotarisirwa zvekare kuti vaone kuvachienderera mberi kuteerera sure mutarere portfolio committee justice and legal parliamentary affairs kuti riri kuzvifambisa sei. Ndichida kutewedzera zvekare ipapo ndinoti inini sebato repatriotic zimbabwean party takatumira tsamba kumachief whips ose hatina kusarura kuti vetriple c kana kuti vemdc alliance takatumira zvekare kune zanup f takatumira zvekare kuna vatembamuriswa vanova independent candidate saka ndinokumbira zvikuru kuti tisave tinotaura mashoko chete panyaya iyi ndichida kuwedzera zvekare kuti nhau iyi takaitanga muna 2021 ndinokumbirisa zvekare nokuti iva mapato aya mapato anga ari muparamende for the past 5 years saka inhau yavaifanira vange vakatakura kuparamende 5 years ago tisati tasvika kumaelection saka zvimwe zvose zvavari kukumbira kuti zviitwe ndinoona kuti zvinhu zvaifanira kunge zvakataurwa nezvazvo 5 years ago tichibatsirana muparamende kuti tinyore mitemo inoenderana nekuvandudza panhau dzezvekuti zvizvarwa zvemhiri kwemakungwa zvivanenge zvichisarudza vatungamiri vazvinoda.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mr. Mutama, please do stay on the line. Same with Mr. Muringai, do stay on the line. Let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now we are joined by another guest, Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, a Zimbabwean based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mlalazi.
Good evening, and thank you for having me here.
You are welcome, sir. I think you had the opportunity to hear from our two guests, Mr. Charles Mutama, who is the leader of Patriotic Zimbabweans Party, and Mr. Tim Muringai from Citizens Coalition for Change. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to their contributions to the show, we are talking about the issue of diaspora vote, and Mr. Mutama's party has even gone as far as petitioning Parliament to allow Zimbabweans in the diaspora to have the opportunity to vote from where they are based. And Citizens Coalition for Change has also included that in its electoral reforms blueprint that was launched last week. And early this week, CCC leader Mr. Nelson Chamisa repeated that call. What's your take on that?
Well, it would be ideal for us to have the diaspora vote, but we... At this stage, I'm a bit skeptical. We need to be very, very careful. Remember, we are dealing with the ZANU-PF that has always used every opportunity available to steal elections. So I advocate also for diaspora vote because we've got millions of Zimbabweans outside. But on second thoughts, I always say to myself, if we were to grant it tomorrow, how will we be able to secure the votes from outside? Who will run the votes for us? Those are critical questions that we need to ask ourselves. Should we not start by securing the vote at home, the vote from my grandmother? Should we not be able to secure the vote from the youths in the rural areas, in the urban areas that are often stolen before we even talk about the diaspora vote? Yes, it is important, but for me, at this stage, I think it is important for those of us who are in the diaspora to always make plans to go home and help our parents in terms of voting, in terms of securing the votes, and in terms of even the campaign. Before we even talk about the diaspora vote, we've got to be honest with ourselves first about this voting system that we have.
Mm-hmm. May you repeat that in East Ndebele, Mr. Malala, for the benefit of our listeners?
Yeah, ngiyabonga msakazi. Indaba le yokuthi laba bangaphandle kwelizwe lase Zimbabwe bavote, yebo indaba eqakathekileyo, indaba esiyikhulumayo sonke, ngoba siyafisa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zonke lapha ezikhona zenelise ukuvota, ngaba seZambia, eSouth Africa, eAustralia, eCanada. Abantu benelise ukuthi bavote ngoba abantu bayathekswa even be outside. Kodwa-ke ngiyangithi ngingedwa ngithi ngizibuza imibuzo ethile ngiswele impendulo, ngoba lapha sifila nemandla leZANU-PF, ibandla elithi lingathola ithuba nje nitshontshe amavoti. So-ke angazi ukuthi kungaqakathekile yini khathesi ukuthi sigijimise indaba yokuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote, singasecure ivoti yabogogo bethu abasemakhaya, abantu abatsha abasemakhaya bethu selwayo. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi kulesi sibanga esikuso, labo abangaphandle kwelizwe, especially abalapha eSouth Africa lakuma neighboring countries anjengabo Zambia labo Botswana, kungani singaplani ukuthi ngo-2023 ngo-March somewhere there sike sihambe elizweni lakithi in our numbers, siyencedisa abazali bethu nabogogo bethu ukuthi bavote in their numbers, siyencedisa even nakuma-campaigns. Singadili ngalolu daba lokuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote, ngoba iZANU-PF esidila ngayo singayinikeza i-opportunity enjengaleyo ukuthi batshontshe amavoti. Lingavula imilomo yangaphansi lonke selimangala ukuthi sebeclaima ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bayabasupporta, nangu phela namavoti abo sebaningi. So yiyo uwesabe ngilakho nje kuphela ngediaspora vote at this stage, especially nxa election iranwa iZANU-PF.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mlalazi. Let me go to Mr. Mutama. You heard from Mr. Mlalazi. Manzwa kubva kunawa Mlalazi, hanzi nawa Mlalazi. Zvakakosha hongu kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vange vachiwana mukana wekuvhota, asi panoda kuchengetedzwa kwemavhoti kunofanira kutanga kuchichengetedzwa mavhoti ari kubva kumaruwa kuna ana mbuya nana sekuru nevabereki iko kumusha. Tisati tarisa zvekudiaspora, vamutama munoti?
Ndinotenda nezvataurwa navamulalazi, hapana chakaipa pane zvaari kutaura, asi ini ndinopikisa ndichiti kwete bodo. Diaspora vote yakakosha zvikuru kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mhiri kumakungwa neizvo zviri munyika yetu yeZimbabwe, nokuti takasati hazvina kukosha tiri kureva kuti here vana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kumakungwa vave masecond class citizens.
Thank you. Rambai muripo tinzwe kuna vamuringai. Mr. Muringai, your take on what Mr. Mlalazi just said about securing the vote.
Okay, I will respond to him, then I have something to respond to Mr. Mtama's comment. Ngiyabonga Mhlonitshwa Mlalazi, but into eqakathekile is ukuthi the diaspora remittances esizithunyeza emakhaya have no vote, which is very, if Zimbabwe can figure out a way to receive our money, they can figure out, the ZANU-PF right now can figure out how to secure our vote, as it is spelled out in our pre-election pact on electoral reforms that President Chamisa, the champion in chief, spelled out last Thursday. So, in the case of the No, we can. We still have time to get the diaspora vote going, but we can address that in all security measures that have been spelled out. Even before this, we remember going back to Mr. Mtama's point that they've been talking about this diaspora vote and we haven't been for 5 years. That is not true, Mr. Mtama. We know that even the creation of Pollard was because it was centered around the disputation of the 2018 election. So we have been standing up for the for our people when we were MDCA, MDCT, and now as Triple C, we are still going on with the same trajectory, that we need the security and the diaspora votes to be acknowledged, which can be done, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Muringai. Please do stay on the line. We have our first caller from South Africa. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Ndiyani wa Rukutawura.
Ewo, kuluma no Thulani.
Kuluma, baba, kuluma.
Ewo, baba, I know, Nyash, uti, i-diaspora vote, ibaluleke kakhulu. Njengoba ibaluleke kakhulu, kodwa ngoba sekuba ne-problem yokuthi vele abantu bayazi ukuthi abantu abangaphandle ngabantu vele abamaqembu aphikisayo. So yiyo lento leyenza ukuthi i-government yaseZimbabwe ingavumi ukuthi i-diaspora vote isebenze. Kodwa khona bese kudinga nathi ukuthi i-diaspora vote kube yiyona esebenza kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abekho ekhaya but abantu abaningi base-South Africa all over the world ukuthi bingahambi bisebenza kakhulu.
Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest?
No, kunzima ukuthi sithi thina singaba khona into esingayisuggesta ukuthi mhlambe isebenze into ngaphandle kokuthi sihambe siye ekhaya siyovota ekhaya. Kodwa ukuthi singaze sigijime senze njani angeke kuze kusize ngalokhu ukukhala kwethu lokhu ngoba vele i-diaspora vota ngeke izisebenze. But okungcono ukuthi sihambe siyovota ekhaya kwenzela ukuthi lokhu esikufuna ukuthi esikufuna kwenzakale.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mr. Mlalazi, you heard from our caller. He's urging Zimbabweans in the diaspora to go back home and register to vote and then go back home and vote. May you respond?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, Thulani is right. Ngiyabonga futhi Thulani ngombono wakho lo ufakileyo. Kuliqiniso sibili. You know, part of our challenge is that we don't tell ourselves the truth about our situation in Zimbabwe. Our situation in Zimbabwe is very tricky in many angles. You are saying the same government that is accepting and creating ways of receiving money should create ways of receiving your vote or securing your vote. Look, if we have that mentality, then we'll be joking because you know that almost 80% of the votes that will come from diaspora will be against the same government that we expect to secure. So my point is that the same government will steal that vote or will convert the vote that is against it and convert it to itself. And then we will cry foul. And we can't afford to be crying foul. Mm-hmm. Like what Thulani is saying, asambeni in our numbers and register to vote and vote when the time comes. When we vote, we wait there to send our vote.
Thank
that
you.
Is the way to go. Not the other one where we live
thank
in
you so much.
Land and think things will happen.
Thank you, Mr. Mlalazi.
Hours to vote each
yes,
vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mlalazi. We want to thank our guest, Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, Zimbabwe in South Africa, Mr. Charles Mutama, patriotic Zimbabwean's leader, Mr. Tim Muringai, a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, who is based here in the USA, and also not forgetting all guests. Yes, and the viewers at home, be sure to tune in again tomorrow. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.